Capitalism is an economic system which prides itself in the idea of private property. Vladimir Lenin famously declared that there are no absolutely hopeless situations for capitalism. This, however, does not deter critics of the system.
Do you like it?
Addicted to general anesthetic.
Yeah.
Kevin Kuhn live on the podcast.
Evo, happy birthday!
Oh, it's your birthday!
We're recording the podcast right now. You're live, dude.
Oh, right on. I'm giving a shout out to my oldest friend, Dom Russo.
Heck yeah. Heck
nice.
Yeah.
40 years old today.
Oh, nice.
Right on.
You're also not supposed to say his real name on the pod, but...
we don't know who that guy is,
My
but...
identity is blown!
Who is Dom Russo?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, man.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. We do it.
Does anybody know
it's
your birthday?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
I forgot, though, so thanks for the reminder!
Some of us knew.
Yeah, we do a podcast with 10 strippers.
Yeah, we do it at the breakfast buffet at Black Diamond Strip Club.
I'll call you. Let me give you a call after.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks, man. Bye.
I would love a live pod from a strip club during a buffet hour.
We should sometime. There's no reason we can't. We would just need to talk to the proprietors.
We just got to talk to the strip club.
The strippers. See if they're cool with it.
Are you guys cool if we do a pod here?
They must be.
We just need to continuously throw ones throughout the whole pod.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember the last time I went to a strip club. Sometimes I want to do it just out of kind of I like sad poetic situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of one of them. I love the idea of just going to a strip club and like hanging out alone, in the corner drinking a fucking ginger ale and eating Cheetos, you know?
And then like so many strippers come up like intermittently and are like, hey baby, do you want some company? And you're like, no.
Yeah, you can tell they're just feeling bad for you.
Uh-huh. And they're like, no problem. You let us know if you change your mind.
Mm,
just you're
it's poetry. They're in the South too.
Yeah.
Yeah. South Texas.
Yeah.
South Texas strip clubs.
That's my dream alternate reality.
Is to be a stripper?
Yeah.
Or just like manage a stripper club?
I'd love to be the manager. Like,
I think
you have to
start
from the bottom up.
You'd be really good at negotiating stripper problems.
Yeah. I actually have a certification in mediation.
Oh, really?
I do.
Strip club mediation.
How do you get that certification?
Pastor? I should totally... I should totally become an online pastor because I really would love to start a death cult.
Okay.
I think
do you want to start it? How far do you want to go into it? I've noticed that you're kind of willing to die
at any point.
Yeah.
You're the happiest dark person I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. You're like, yeah, knives, death, all of it.
Death, whatever.
You're like, hey, anybody want a donut?
Like, even if there's even a vague opportunity for there to be like...
Like a
sense of pain in your life, you're like, I end it now.
I'm like, forget it. I'm not doing this. Yeah, that's how I feel.
So that's cool. So if you had a death cult,
mm-hmm.
Where
would it be based?
Yeah, because I think that's part of the experience is finding a place.
Yeah,
that,
you know, I don't want to completely rip Guyana's off Charles
taken.
Mansion or Manson, but maybe Topanga Canyon.
Why don't you call it the Charles Mansion?
The Charles Mansion.
And then
Charlie Mansion.
I love that.
But that's not the name of my cult.
What are you going to call your cult?
I'm not sure yet. I have to think about it.
I think you should name it after your hot video series.
Oh, which
Dick Tracy Adventures?
No, the Lucy Diaries.
Oh, that's right.
The Kelly videos?
Kelly
videos. The Lucy Diaries. That is something I could base it on.
The Lucy Diaries, the Dick Tracy Adventures. And what's it actually called?
The Kelly movies.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's how cults start. It's like we're just a small group of people who really love this one genre of film.
Yeah.
And then you start making people do stuff.
Like, yeah.
Okay, when you see a pigeon, kill it.
Kill it.
Right.
Don't
just
ask.
Just do it.
Just do it. Show your loyalty.
Show your loyalty to the cult. Yeah. But we don't call it a cult. It would be the organization
to the NGO.
Yeah. And I would be guru.
Shouldn't it
guru.
Be,
yes.
Shouldn't it be NPO?
Here's the thing. I'm really inspired by Aum Shinrikyo minus the gas attacks and minus all the murders.
Aum Shinrikyo, that's in Japan.
Yes.
Was in Japan. Are they still around?
I think there are still members floating around, but Shoko Asahara is not. He is in prison and he is sentenced to hang, although he still lingers.
Let's see what their application process is like.
All right.
We apply for a new cult-like organization every pod now. It's kind of our new thing.
I love doing that.
We applied for the Illuminati. We got in. They've just been trying to sell me jewelry.
Yeah, ever since. And crystals.
Jewelry and crystals. And then...
crystals.
I can't find Aum Shinrikyo's actual website.
That sounds like the cult from...
Kill Bill.
Aum Shinrikyo.
Oh, doesn't
it? Is that based on it?
I wonder.
This is a cool look. Backwards hat on the pod.
Well, oh yeah,
I like that.
I can really lean into it.
I mean, you're 35 now, so I feel like
start wearing backwards hats and fedoras and stuff.
Yeah, backwards hats. Start
a Kanglo, maybe a Kangol.
Beating up high schoolers.
Yeah, well, that's been going on.
Okay,
I don't have to start that.
You don't have to worry about that one. You do that all the time.
I think if I went to a high school to try to beat up some kids, like there's a pretty good chance I'd get beat up.
Yeah, I could get beat up.
There are some high school kids that are just massive, right?
Yeah, football players.
And they're all lifting weights, kids. And they all got that puberty going on. They're juiced up with the test.
They're peak form, mostly.
Yeah.
They are.
You get zits. Like, you don't mess with someone with zits.
No. And they're nasty.
Them boys be nasty.
Them boys be nasty. They are living a harder time than we did at that age.
It's true.
Brings us to...
Good thing they have fidget spinners to keep them occupied.
No kidding. Like, I'm starting to not understand the youth. Like, that's scary when that happens.
Oh, you're at that
when
point.
You don't relate anymore. Because, like, I've seen some people our age, like, trying to get fidget spinners and be like, I know what this is like. And it's like, right. You are too old for that. Yeah. You're too old for
is
that.
Is a fidget spinner just like a yo-yo?
That's what they should use is a yo-yo.
I was kind of comparing them the other day to myself, to nobody.
Yeah.
I was just talking to myself. But I was saying yo-yos are way more exciting for the public. Like the spinner doesn't get the viewer anything.
No.
Yeah. But the yo-yo, at least like the other guy can sit there and kind of watch and be like, damn, that guy's
But you
sick
know what?
Yo-yo.
It's just the way this world's going. It's like everything that takes skill.
Right.
It's just like, why do that when I could just have a fidget spinner?
Yeah, why work?
Yeah, why work to learn the yo-yo?
These millennials, man.
No kidding.
They can't yo-yo.
But you know what? It's not millennials anymore.
Oh, what are they called?
It's generation something.
Generation microaggression.
It's a new hot,
and that's like, but
hot name.
Their nickname for sure.
I realize the college kids of
Generation
America,
Z.
Oh, Generation They.
Generation Other.
I like it.
All
right, so we should let's segue into our topic for the day, because can't banter forever. Even though I'm just going to continue looking at pictures.
We're a podcast where we just randomly banter.
We just banter.
Hours.
Why don't
and
you guys
it's the best.
Please subscribe?
Subscribe on our
All
faces.
Right, so we are Did You Reddit?
Nice.
We try to be weekly, but lately it's been monthly.
Yeah, we really
podcast about Reddit.
We should clear that up. So I was in Detroit, and then I was in Seattle, and then what else happened? Was it only me? Did that blow everything?
Did we meet after I got back from Mexico? Once.
Once, yeah. But okay. So sorry, we've been late.
We've been trying to post a couple fun things on our Facebook page, but it doesn't. It's no substitution for this here.
It is no substitution.
Direct correlation why we're not getting paid a lot.
Yeah. By home box office, by MeUndies.
MeUndies, your undies. Swords.com still snubbing us.
Yeah.
After all these years.
I'll never stop buying from them, though.
No.
Never. I used our sword the other day, the sword you got me.
Did you?
It's your dad in a thing I filmed.
Did
right
you
really? On.
Yep. So it's going live pretty soon here.
That's cool.
So I just want to say
thank you.
Shout out to yourswords.com.
Thanks, guys.
And
thanks for
and
making
thanks
my...
to It's Your Dad for getting us those for Christmas.
Yeah. That was I do that. That's my new thing. So if you become a friend, expect a sword soon.
Yeah. Or if we sign up for a Reddit gift exchange, you'll also get a sword.
Oh, yeah. That's the way we're going to have to do that.
Yeah.
Because we've fucked it up the last couple of years.
I put a sword in my 8-month-old baby's crib. He loves it.
Oh, is he really into it?
He loves it.
I love that. Man, this is the best. It's really strange.
Yeah.
Can't stop.
Teaser.
All right. So today, we're going over late stage capitalism, right? Is that the one we're doing?
Woo!
Right.
Yeah.
R/
late stage capitalism.
Right. Boobs, do you want to explain a little bit about what this is?
Yeah. So, okay. This sub is for... Oh, that's a really calming alarm going off
is
of
my
phone.
Oh.
Ignore that.
I love that they do that now.
I know.
Are nice alarms.
It's like... This sub is for the horrible things that the capitalist system forces people to do in order to survive within it.
Right.
It contains zesty memes, videos, and GIFs that critique the social, moral, and ideological decay of Western capitalist culture.
Cool.
It also covers the larger trend of corporate immorality and the increasing commodification and marketing of things that should not be commodified or marketed, such as social justice movements like the Starbucks Race Together or gay pride.
Right.
They also mock the general hypocrisy and irrationality of capitalism as it accelerates the process of digging its own grave.
Right.
But also remember, this is not a debate or education subreddit. If you want to debate or learn more, visit some of the links they provide on the sidebar. And those sidebar links are socialism, communism, anarchism, all those. Like, you'll learn a little bit there. This is just about full-on shitting on capitalism today.
I love it.
And that's why we're here. That's what brought us back together after so many weeks.
Yep, late-stage capitalism.
So, as an example, I'll just throw out an example before we cover a couple of the rules here. But the top from the past year, which everybody knows, the past year has been pretty exciting for capitalism really in America. Business Insider tweeted, "Millennials are killing chains like Buffalo Wild Wings and Applebee's." And someone just responds, "Cool, boomers are killing healthcare and the planet." That's a pretty good comeback.
That's pretty true. That's pretty true.
Doesn't compare, really.
Yeah, doesn't. So, yeah. So, did you read the verbatim description?
Yeah.
Okay.
The
cool.
sub is for.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was looking at images. There's a new subreddit I discovered. It's just HMMM, and it's just photos that make you go, okay.
I think out of the corner of my eye, I saw a furry fox painted like the Confederate flag, burning a Donald Trump effigy.
That was it. You saw that. So.
So that's what you're getting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, so
anything late stage seems to be ominous and terrifying.
Yeah.
So
I mean, this is one of those subs where it's like, or these topics where it's almost beyond parody at this point. Mm-hmm. Like we're in a I love this because it a lot of it is not, it's not creating satire, it's highlighting moments where that actually is happening.
Yeah. Right?
So what's top of all time on this one? Top of all time on this one. Cool. Oh, did you just read that one?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you are. I have two steps behind this
one. Well, that was only top of this past year, but if that's top of all time, that just shows how much more traffic this is getting.
Right, right.
So, lately.
Wait, so why are we killing Buffalo Wild Wings and Applebee's? I love those places.
I know.
I love B-dubs more than Applebee's, but...
I've actually never been.
I think
Buffalo
are they
Wild
killing
Wings?
Them because they don't use them
it's
anymore?
The best.
Like probably. We DoorDash. Yeah.
We do. That's true.
Well, it's not like gluten free enough or farm to table.
It's not
enough.
Avocado toast.
It's not avocado toast.
I mean, there's
enough.
Not a single goddamn thing that's good for you about Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah,
but
they do have like a 62-ounce beer option. It's like, it's always like, do you want the 12-ounce or the 60-ounce? You're like, how much is that? They're like, it's extra 50 cents. You're like,
fine.
It's free.
Give me the big one.
So that stuff's chill.
Yeah, you get that. I mean. It's like basically like Bud Light bland, right?
Yeah, it's like people go there and watch the game and slug some BLs and have some wings.
Right.
I mean, look, there's like always a time in your life where that'll be cool. But
yeah.
Not these millennials.
No.
Yeah.
These goddamn millennials want their gluten-free toast.
Ooh, yeah. So this is
and
this
their
is
pressed toast. Juice.
Yeah. I mean, just
this is an interesting
your hand
one
if you want gluten-free.
Well, the whole idea about, so millennials get shit on a lot, obviously, but
And they're unfairly. Now they're defensive about it.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Well, I mean, are we technically millennials?
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Are you not?
You guys, I'm the cusp.
Are you?
I think I'm the last of Y.
What Gen year y? Were you born in?
82.
80. No, you're a millennial, man.
No,
you're,
I'm not.
You're a millennial. You can't deny it.
Yeah, man.
No, they changed the date.
1981 to 1997.
No, it used to be 82.
Well, agree to disagree.
What are you on? What side
Someone
are you on?
Someone is a revisionist.
What side are you on?
Well, actually, here's the thing. What did you want? What would you rather be?
Let's just say I'm straddling.
Do what's we just change other? Our identity? I feel like we just did like a, what's that girl's name who always thought she was black and then everybody's like, you're white.
Oh, Rachel Dolezal.
Rachel Dolezal. I think we're doing that to you right now.
She was the person of the year in 2015 for sure.
She was.
She's Doug. Like, she's like running a black, like
she was
black
like a chapter
group
of NAACP
in Spokane,
or
Washington.
Something.
Yeah. And then like, everyone's like, wait, are you black? She's like,
I don't understand that question. I got to go.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
They interviewed her parents who were like,
she's white as fuck. Her parents turned on her so fast. Yeah.
The world is so cool.
Okay, yeah. I see how you could really be identifying as Gen X because they go from the late 70s to the early 80s. But that...
I'm on the cusp. I straddle. Right. I straddle.
Right.
Oh, they go from early to mid 60s through the late 80s.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're on
Nobody's
the
on the same page here.
Nobody's on the same page.
Yeah. But I definitely was like on the beginning of that everyone gets a trophy mentality. Yeah. Like that's really right. Started with my like class.
Yeah.
Boobs really really fast. You're getting a little hum in your
oh my god.
I think it might be we might be watching the late stages of your microphone right now.
No.
I had this microphone and eventually it was just like, okay.
Oh,
we're
shit.
Done. We're
is
done
it,
now.
Is it okay?
It's
my Diana Ross mic.
It's good now. Okay. It keeps humming a little bit, so I'll just try to fix it in post.
Won't
know how to, and it'll just be hummy.
Whenever I say fix it in post, what I mean is let's not talk about it now and hope you forget about it later.
Yeah, pretty much.
I have an idea for late stage capitalism.
Okay, tell me. This does
I'm looking
have a
at this one
flavor,
here.
By the way,
this one is it's per sort of healthcare.
Right,
it's the average hip replacement. You know, it's a cost thing. United States, $40,364. Spain, $7,371 and a sausage. So I'm just thinking that means I can literally fly to Spain, live in Madrid for 2 years. I don't know if you can live there for 2 years on $33,000.
Maybe in a slum.
Maybe. Run with the bulls, get trampled, get a hip replacement again, and then fly home for less than the cost of a hip replacement in the United States. Okay, cool idea. Here's my idea.
Ooh.
We just go find a country that's we find an island somewhere that's
Luxembourg.
It's somewhere tropical.
Okay.
Like in the Bahamas, maybe. I feel like you can buy those for like a couple mil.
Okay.
And then we turn it into like a surgery center.
Okay.
/ Sandals Resort.
Yep.
Ooh, so I love that idea.
But it's not America, right? So we find a way to lower the cost of the $7,000 range.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just have people come. And when you want to get your surgery, whatever it is, you got a new back.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Come down.
Come on down.
Get it. Chill for a while. Enjoy like the local coconut flair.
Okay.
Recoup. Snorkel.
Okay.
Because
I actually
go
think,
back. Like,
dude,
make a vacation out of it.
Yeah.
Legit think that is a genius idea. That
well,
if somebody hasn't
thanks,
done
dude.
It,
thanks.
I mean, honestly,
Richard
so,
Branson, are you listening?
Richard,
listen up.
Turn
bro.
Your island into a hospital.
I'm on a
we
private
you live there
com.
By yourself.
I'm looking at real estate right now. First of all, I think we need some flat land. I don't think having a mountainous island would do us any good.
Because the hip replacement, like, just take 600 stairs down to the beach. Yeah.
Exactly. But I did find this island in the Bahamas called Darby Island.
Ooh.
For only $39 million. We
that's
would
affordable.
Get
I mean,
a donut-shaped island, first of all.
First
and
of all,
inside
we love donuts.
A lagoon, like a beautiful lagoon, where that's where people could, that could be the pool. That could be the healing waters of our death
and,
cult.
Yeah, and you like...
I mean, our island.
I mean, our
island. No one leaves.
Yeah.
It's huge. 554 acres.
That's plenty big.
We just need to maybe go fund me all the funds to get...
Right.
You know, the raw materials to build
we
a hospital.
We should get the Fire Island guys to...
set it up.
Host, host the festival up. There?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys noticed that GoFundMe... This is actually pertinent to this. I saw a couple posts about this, but GoFundMe is becoming like... this place where people just go, hey, I need a new car. You guys want to help?
Yeah,
of course. That's the only place it could have gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's right? It's pretty funny. Like, I legit saw somebody the other day on, it's like, hey guys, I'm broke. Go to my GoFundMe. And it was just like,
yeah,
I need a new car.
Yeah.
This is like, just the, like the millennial okay. version of being homeless yeah. and like yeah. begging.
It's pretty interesting. Like, it's
I say millennials.
My one of my brother's classmates, this girl, put a GoFundMe up that was like, after senior year of high school is the one time that you can really explore the world. And I would love if you could donate to my trip around Europe. And like, she
probably got $2,000.
Got enough money to do it.
Right.
GoFundMe and like change.org is kind of the same yeah. now where it's like, hey, there's this guy in my street. Like, let's do a petition. Yeah.
Get him
cut
out.
Cut his trees.
Yeah. Cut his like, trees. Yeah.
What? This is for like gay rights.
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea of sponsoring people to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem weird that there are things where you're just like, hey, I don't want a job. Can you help me not have a job? And you're just like, yeah. What?
It's pretty lazy.
Yeah, it's pretty lazy. But
well, in the old days, like, I don't know if you wanted to, the old days, it was like two years ago.
Yeah.
Those were the old days.
The old days in July of last year.
The good old yeah. days.
Yeah, but if you wanted to make your like artistic vision come to fruition, you really had to bust ass and like, I don't know, it probably had to be good to get there. Now, if everybody's like able to just put their art forward, you got a sea of half-assed art from people who don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not a capitalist apologist by any means, but there's also an element of like, is this just the way it goes, right? Where you kind of create the system accidentally develops different systems that then kind of emaciate and have to kind of find a different system within that system, right? Because I think that's one of those things we're seeing now where people like college is becoming a bad investment, right?
Yeah.
Like it's legitimately becoming like an investment that, you know, if I had a kid, my kid was like, I really want to go to school. And I'd be like, what do you want to do? And he was like, maybe be a teacher. I'd be like, no,
not
I don't know.
Happening.
Not happening.
Yeah.
It's other ways, right?
I totally agree.
And so it's like,
and the politicians are, of course, 10 years behind. They're like,
oh,
everyone should go to college. Right. They're like, no, nobody's going to college anymore.
Right. So it's like, you know, we're watching this kind of thing happen that now you're like, all right, cool. Well, now we need to make different systems that accommodate different natural tendencies in our culture, et cetera. And maybe GoFundMe is just kind of a subsidiary of that where people are, you know, people aren't using it necessarily to fund businesses and shit, but they are using it to do things that then eventually maybe almost where college kind of comes in to a degree where it's just like, I want to study abroad. Can I get some money from you guys? Right. And then people that are feeling generous that day go, yeah, okay. Seems like a nice kid. I mean, it's kind of like almost the ride sharing economy. It's the same thing with just finances. Like, right.
Yeah. Slip me $10 just because.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, you know, I mean, there's... I don't subscribe to it, but I don't subscribe to the idea of that being the case, but there's a chance that we could be going in that way of our world, right?
Truth.
I don't know if... I don't know how you get people to... Like, how do you motivate people if shit's for free? Like, that's the part that I don't... Because you would never apply that to your own life. Like,
yeah.
You kind of know the difference, like...
Yeah, the motivation.
You making
thing is
music like isn't gonna come for free. Like you really have to invest in yourself and like
invest.
That's
and
the
then,
same
yeah,
with
totally,
everything that
totally.
You want.
Right.
So if it's just given to you, if someone gave you $1 million to like have a good time in Europe probably wouldn't be as cool after like, a couple months.
I also feel. I mean, this is. I've always had a problem with the way people shit on millennials, just because it feels like it's become a scapegoat for.
Totally.
And I don't say that as a millennial.
Like Acid Rain, Killer Bees.
Well, it's just like. It's one of those things where there are a lot of problems that stem from the previous generation, the decision makers of the previous generations that end up. I mean, it's kind of what we see with the political cycle too, right?
Yeah.
Where if the economy is good in 6 months, Trump's going to take the credit for it.
Yep.
But none of that had anything to do with him. That's Obama setting the stage for all this shit, right?
Yeah.
And it's a lot of the stuff that we see with millennials is very similar, where it's like. Millennials weren't the ones who were the purveyors of the participation trophy concept. That was the previous generation.
Yeah.
And we just happen to be, yeah, we were the ones who received the participation trophies and got fucked up because of
this. This is like post-60s, post-modern, our parents' age people.
Yeah.
Like love, peace, and happiness.
Right.
Having kids.
Right.
You know, coddling them way too hard.
Totally.
And this is sort of the product.
Yeah. And then it becomes like, oh, you millennials have all these problems. You'd be like, we didn't do it. It's, yeah, it's like somebody, yeah, a kid being born with fetal alcohol syndrome and you being like, why are you so dumb? Be like,
yeah,
because of you.
Yeah. Like,
you're the one who did this. Yeah, and then a good... I'm a fucking, now I'm this way, right?
Yeah. Like if you don't
now
like.
I'm forced to play the banjo.
Yeah. Like, like any generation doesn't just raise itself in a vacuum.
Totally.
Like, everything that's happening right now and things you don't like about like your generation's right. children, it's like, take it up with your generation that raised them.
Totally. Like, totally. Exactly. Like. And it just seems like it's a good opportunity to scapegoat. Like, we're just a really easy target.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, and it's also, I think, the boomer, et cetera, generation is, they are defensive.
Because yeah,
I think to a degree.
They know their
yeah, like, there's
gone
like
to
stuff,
shit.
Stuff like the housing market's a really good example, right? Where it's like, the housing market is a fucking disaster, right?
Yeah.
It's a total nightmare for a lot of reasons. I heard there's another really good podcast called Reveal. I don't know if you guys ever listen to Reveal.
No.
It's a super good investigative journalism podcast.
Nice.
Subscribing.
It's very good. But they did one about rental prices, right? And rent is going up like disproportionately as well. Obviously, house prices are, but also rent because of all these companies who during the housing crisis bought up all these places as a capitalist kind of... as in a capitalist investment so that they could eventually make money by increasing the rent over time with these other, with people yeah. that can afford it. Right.
Rich dad, poor dad.
Yeah. And it's,
that's
and it's
that book's about
it. Is that really?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because now we're, you know, we're at a place where the housing market's all fucked up. The rental market's all fucked up.
Yeah. And it's the, like, what did people, your 7-year-olds put that into play?
Totally. It's like, yeah. No. Like who's responsible for that shit? Like, wage inflation is not increasing at the rate of anything else, right? So we end up in the situation where the people that are that are getting the unfortunate byproduct of that behavior is this specific generation. Then the above generation is going like, why are you guys doing that? Be like, we don't have a choice. I don't know any other way. Like, the narrative that you gave us to run by, the rule book you gave us, was 7 editions too early or too late. Like, this rule book is fucking outdated, man.
So then, if that's the case, you have a group of people that are like, we're fucked up and it's your fault. Like, do you just, like, accept that that's your lot in life? Or do you, like, realize it and then go, like, I don't want to be this anymore?
Well,
and,
like,
start to change.
I think all of us...
when does... I mean, that's ultimately like what you have to either get to or not
totally.
Get to.
I mean, I think that it's... So, but that's kind of what I was saying about new modicums and
capitalism,
right?
How long do you
right?
become a victim, I guess, was what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, but
like
I don't know if it's...
to that.
I don't
we're millennials
know.
And it's not our fault.
I think there is some...
up and it's your fault. You're like, okay, fine.
I think what it is
change
is
it.
Like, you're not... It's not going to... It's like, we shouldn't change
right.
just because they think it's wrong.
Right.
Because I think, like, what happens with almost every generation is, like, you see the problems of the previous generation, you
right.
course correct too much, and then suddenly it's like ridiculous and no one's buying houses and I mean whatever. But I think that
we're all living in tents in Venice
in like yurts.
Well, in all sincerity though, I mean, like, the tent example is interesting because there might actually be a point where it's like everybody starts living in tents and that becomes a trend, and then the other generation goes like, isn't it crazy how you guys are all living in tents? We go, we invented a new economy to accommodate your fucking problems,
yeah.
and it's fine with us. Leave us alone, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think a good example... So all of us in this room work in professions that are not necessarily super traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your... I think Dog Boobs has a little bit more of a traditional structure in the sense that there's a
yeah.
company, but, like, Friday and I are both freelance writers, right? Friday's wife is a stylist, so it's like... those are all professions.
She works at Supercuts.
She works at Supercuts.
So
but there
sweet.
Are there are all these there these are all professions that I think my mom, who's, you know, my mom and my dad would be like, do you even have a job?
Yeah, like, what's
you know
going
what I mean?
On?
Like, what do you, I don't understand.
A lot
what
of
do
times,
you do,
no,
right?
Yeah,
but it's one of those things where I go, yeah, enough. I'm like, I do what I have to do, and I do, it's fine. I don't need to like work at a bank to be considered with a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that we're just at a point where I think as much as there are complainer victims in the millennial class, I think that the above class, like the boomers, et cetera, are also like the, that one we just read where it was just like, millennials are killing Applebee's and Buffalo Wild Wings. And I can just imagine the boomers in the Midwest being like, we like those restaurants.
Yeah, those restaurants are jobs.
You guys should be ashamed of yourselves for killing it. Be like,
the food sucks.
We don't like those restaurants. Places. So fucking chill out,
yeah.
Right?
You guys, like, not, sorry to be harsh, but you guys are dying out and you're leaving the world to us. So why don't you just take a back seat for a minute? They are so used, like, I know there's been so much rhetoric in the past 2 years, but it kills me when my dad and people my dad did call us snowflakes.
Oh,
I'm like, did you literally forget my age 0 to 18 where you were constantly telling me I was a princess and I could do anything I wanted? And if anybody messed with me, I'll kill them.
Yeah, totally.
Because that's how I was raised.
Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
And that's who I am. So
I am a princess.
I am a princess.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. Like, you're like coddled. that generation was sort of coddled and told everyone's great and like sensitivity. And
right.
And then you get into the actual business world and it's not that.
Totally.
It's the exact opposite. It's like kill or be killed, fuck or be fucked.
Right.
Woo!
And like the actual business climate's like, I remember like early on when like people were shitty in business, like morally shitty.
Yep.
And then people would just respond, be like, yeah, that's just business.
That's
man.
Business,
that's
bro.
Business,
totally.
Bro. And I'm like, I don't get business if that's business. Because like that's not what any adult's been talking. Like everyone's like, be good. Like, what's the golden rule? Like treat others like
totally.
So your whole life you're like
My dad was my dad he said it like every day to me.
So like, so my I've said this for a while. I'm like, start teaching kids the real world,
right?
Not so they can at least know what's coming. As it, don't like turn them into cynical like beasts, but to be like, look, people are shitty,
right?
Don't be shitty to the people you care about, but like people will be shitty to you. So
and totally. Part of me is kind of appreciative of the way the millennial generation's been raised, because in the beginning, when like that generation was first getting into, you know, the workforce, and there was all this like helicopter parenting, and you know, they didn't try hard, they just thought they deserved things, whatever. But I think now it's more characterized by our generation is more accepting of other people, more accepting of different ideologies.
Totally.
Like, and that's why we get called snowflakes, is because we don't like the N word. We don't think it's okay to call homosexuals the F word. And it's like, oh, you snowflakes, like all this PC crap. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's not about political correctness. It's like not talking to people in a way that makes them feel horrible.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm like, I'm an unapologetic ageist. That's like one of my things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like really into like shitty old people.
Yeah.
Me being like, you're going to die soon, you fucking asshole.
I
hope you get lymphoma and your kids steal your yacht, you piece of shit. I'm all about that life for some reason.
Yeah.
I think I just got a lot of hate in my heart. But,
I get it, though.
I think part of the frustration with me when it comes to like the snowflake conversation, all the shitting on millennials is it feels like we've also been raised in this idea of, you know, respect your elders. And I go, if you're going to be a shitty person, if you're going to shit on us, then I'm going to get like fuck Ronald Reagan tattooed on my fists, and then, you know, and like punch you in the face. You know what I mean? Like,
you might need to double up some knuckles.
Yeah. But it's just because that's the other thing. It feels like they're bullies a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's the most frustrating thing. Yeah.
That's like human like interaction though, right? Like,
but I don't.
That's like apex predator shit.
It's
the law of the jungle, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what ultimately is like going to dictate the outcome of things. It's like who's the most aggressive and who will like take the most extreme action. Like, that's
also
just how
it's
people
like
work.
What happens to a dying animal? I mean, they lash out. Like, I feel like an older generation knows that the tides are turning and the world they're going to leave is going to be really different than the world that they lived in. And they're hesitant to change. And I'm speaking in broad terms here. Right. But I think that's the kind of frustration that you hear come out of, like, the Donald Trump supporters from middle America who are like 50, 60, 70, where they're like, yeah, fuck this. Let's get our country back. And it's like, you guys, like, if you really think about it, yes, you live here. This isn't your country anymore. Like,
totally.
Your goal as a human was to have children and leave them this country. And those children, that generation is now taking over and instilling what their beliefs and their ideologies are. Totally. And you helped mold those. So let it happen. It's like, your time here is limited, Mitch McConnell. You are going to die soon. Like, stop trying to make an impact.
Mitch McConnell.
Like, the only one I just don't have an excuse for is Paul Ryan, because I feel like he's like 24. He's just this sniveling little bitch, but
he's the worst.
He's gross. He's creepy. They're all gross, but Paul Ryan's like a spider.
Yeah, so I don't know why he's still
question,
exists
like,
as a person.
If these people, like, if that older generation's like aggressive and in a dick, I do think people eventually will get to those extremes, like within business situations, because that's where,
right,
like, that's where tactics eventually go. Like, people don't play nice, and I don't think they ever will play nice.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're
realistically, and if you think the world's going to treat you nice, you're setting yourself up to get stung in the batoot. Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you that people aren't going to play nice, but I think that the only reason they don't do that is because they don't feel consequences. Like, think about the changing structure of, like, Hollywood to a degree, right? Like, when in a such an insular society, an insular industry, if you're shitty to person and it gets around, the people go, fuck that guy, I don't want to work with that fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, and now, like, word get, like, Bill Cosby and all these stories, like, all these old guys kind of from the old guard, like, people are coming up and going, like, these guys were all shitty, they used to host, like, rape parties,
right?
And, like, that's what went on, like, in the 70s and 80s, and all these, like, old film directors that just, like, invited, like, 16-year-old girls over, and, like, that went on for 25 years.
Yeah.
And
it was,
like, the status quo, and now everyone's like, maybe we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, and I don't know. And I just feel like it makes it a little bit more, like, we're in a situation now where maybe people are shitty behind your back a little bit, but it's, I think, the way information moves, there's so much less of an incentive, or maybe there's more of an incentive to be good to people so that it doesn't reflect badly on you or your company or your thing later.
Yeah.
Right. And
I think that's,
I hope
at least
that,
like,
fucking happens. Right?
That should be, like, the culture of a company. Yeah, I think it really is the culture, but not when it comes to, like, contracts.
Oh yeah.
And like money.
Yeah.
Like, that is shit. Like, lawyers are still going to be as, like, tenacious and ravenous. And, like, that shit is always going to be part of the way people deal with each other is like kill or be killed kind of attitudes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So
that's, at least when you're talking about big sums of money, not like the person down the hall from you.
Talking $60, not $6.
I'm talking $60 times two.
Yeah. So back to the actual sub.
Did we figure out the problems?
We solved it. We solved,
we solved the problem already.
So this is fourth of all time. So capitalism. Is there anything more capitalist? This is a tweet from somebody. Is there anything more capitalist than a peanut with a top hat, cane, and monocle selling you other peanuts to eat?
Yeah, that's the best one.
That's so true.
And that is fucking true.
That's
man.
The mascot of capitalism.
That is the mascot of capitalism.
He dressed up nicer and he's like, have at it. Enjoy
have
the peanuts.
It. Have at my friends. Just pay me the margin.
Yeah.
Eat my penis.
Eat my peanuts.
I mean, I don't... I will say, I think... I anticipate there being a situation where people are going to start, like, you brought this up earlier, Fried, about the hip replacement vacation.
Hip Island.
Yeah.
Hip Island.
That's gonna be so cool.
I think we're gonna start seeing a move away from America and the capitalist places.
When you were talking about housing prices, I was just thinking, like, that's the reality in California.
Oh yeah.
And California is fucked. Like,
oh yeah.
It's not the cool place. Like, have you seen the commercials? Like, in California.
Like, we're not all surfers.
We have like a Visit California campaign that's on TV, and it's you've seen the commercials. Arnold Schwarzenegger and everyone's surfing.
That fucker.
Good looking and everything's like clean. But the reality is in California, like, everyone's homeless. Like, every bridge and overpass has like a camp under it. Mm-hmm. There's garbage everywhere. Like, the infrastructure is like falling apart.
Yeah.
It's overcrowded.
The schools
are the worst. You know, it's like, so the reality is not the dream anymore. And but maybe Oregon is, maybe Washington is, so maybe other places.
Oregon is because there's like assisted suicide legal there.
You're really on a kick today.
I just Dog want moves. The option. Yeah.
Do you want us to put you on suicide watch, or you just want us to like let it happen?
Let it happen. Okay, like, I'm not going to unless I get really old, stop having fun. I can't take care of myself.
I don't want to say I can't wait for this to happen, because I obviously would love for it to not happen, but you're going to commit suicide. People are going to be like, did she show any signs? Be like, every day. That's all she talked about.
She talks about it all the time.
Be like, why didn't you stop her? Because she want. I don't know. She seemed cool with it. She was stoked about it. Yeah.
She was fine.
She slowly collected just a...
She knows what she wants.
A warehouse of swords and then just like... threw herself into them.
Let me get this straight. You gave her knives for Christmas.
Yeah, but you knew
she was suicidal.
They sponsored our pod. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, no. I mean, should we move? I just want the right to kill myself when I get super old. And it's like, I've lived my life and I don't feel like rotting away. Like, that's what I want to do.
Totally.
I want to be in control of literally everything in my life.
I mean, I think I might have said this last pod, or maybe it's been something I've been talking about lately, but if I ever get to the point where either I want to kill myself, or probably less I want to kill myself, more like I know I'm the death knell is near, and I'm hearing the Reaper's scythe dragging on the ground in my direction. I just kind of want to walk into the forest.
Yeah.
Until I collapse and die.
Forest?
Oh.
You know?
Wait, is that a metaphor or like a real forest?
No, literally. Like, okay. I literally walk into a forest and then eventually collapse and die and get consumed into the earth.
Yeah.
And then grow into
a redwood.
A
mighty redwood.
Like a series of weeds.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what that's pretty chill.
That's pretty cool.
I like that a lot. I just thought of a good one for myself.
You want to do the boat thing, right? Viking death?
Mm-mm. Surprising. I'm going to load up like my pockets and my backpack with some items.
Okay. Treasures.
Some treasures. And then I'm just going to head out. I'm going to head off.
Okay.
Like into the Siberian wilderness, like somewhere
cold.
Nice.
Somewhere cold. And I'm going to eventually get really cold and I'm going to curl up into a ball in a fetal position, and I will slowly freeze to death and die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's part one.
Okay.
Part one.
Part two, fast forward 60,000 years.
Reincarnation?
No.
Even better.
Future humans. They're like, what did they used to be like?
They have gills now, wings.
Right.
Somebody comes across me and finds me frozen into a ball, skin still intact, hair still perfect.
Yeah. As always.
They uncover me and I become like an anthropological study.
That would
and
be
they call
sweet.
Me like Ken or something. Like,
right.
Ken!
Like, remember Lucy was discovered in Africa?
Yeah, her name was actually Jessica and they called her Lucy.
Yeah, they fucked it up.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have ID.
But you know what's even better than... Like Siberian below zero is to go into a bog. One of those muddy bogs in England.
So try to get preserved in mud.
Yeah, those bodies are like
perfect.
Tens of thousands of years old, and they're perfect.
Oh, really? I didn't know that's
you
a
can
thing.
Still you can still read the Hurley logo on their shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, so I guess we're talking
like that good.
A bog body is a human cadaver that's been naturally mummified in a peat bog. They are sometimes known as bog people and have been dated between 8,000 BC.
Ah, chill.
What? Before the Earth even existed?
Yes! Wait,
the Earth's only 6,000
years
Jesus
old. Before Jesus even made the Earth.
Yeah.
Here's a really... To get back to our subreddit. I think that's a beautiful way to die, by the way.
And you're just going to just like go to a hospital and be like, more Novocaine, please.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, I would like to be slowly lulled to a pharmacological coma.
You want
to
get Michael Jackson'd.
And yeah, Michael Jackson, nice. But slow, so I can enjoy the drifting off, because I love that.
You want them to inject and you with hepatitis, and just over the next 10 years, you slowly die.
Exactly. So here's a really great post, not about death, but about how horrible capitalism is. It's a screen grab from a Fox and Friends tweet.
Cool.
And it's their reporting on the Comey testimony.
Love them.
So their spin in the no spin zone is America reportedly lost $3.3 billion in productivity from workers distracted by the Comey hearing. That's their headline.
That's incredible.
When everything is about productivity.
Right. And they're the ones that are. Fuck.
Do those networks know they're not going to be around in 5 years?
I think that's the whole reason they do these things, is because they're trying to keep themselves relevant.
Well, yeah.
Who do you know watches cable news?
Old fucking people, dude.
I mean, nobody under 40.
No. Nobody under 50. Not 40, I think.
I'll only turn it on if there's like an event or something. Right.
Sorry to be judgmental, but some hick kids in the Midwest. Like,
yeah, but that's some legacy shit, though, dude.
That is legacy shit. Like that kid whose parents are complaining because his school took out the Trump logo on his shirt in his yearbook. And they're like, freedom of speech. And I'm like, no, high school kids have never had freedom of speech. Yeah,
that's never been.
You don't get it.
Private school or public school?
I think it's a public school, but you still don't. You can't wear what you want to wear.
See, that's
say
where
what you want to say.
I think you should be able to wear the president's logo.
I'm into that.
It's a president.
I'm into that. If you
I don't think you should have any political stuff.
My number one philosophy when it comes to the freedom of speech is the whole like, oh, you're gonna put up a Ten Commandments in front of the state house. We're gonna put up a giant effigy to Baphomet, the Satan Lord, right beside it. And then people go, wait, but you can't be like, but we can.
We can. So do you want to still point. Do that?
Well, that's why Scientology rules. And I know. That's why like the Westboro Baptist Church rules. Because like, guess what?
They're just one of them.
They're just following the rules.
So, I'm like, if somebody ever goes, we need our Trump shirts, etc., or like, we need to discuss God, I'd be like, cool, what is the exact antithesis of that?
Yeah.
All right, so like a fucking Bernie Sanders logo made out of dildos, like whatever it is.
That's what we also
we're wearing it. Yeah. I'm wearing it. And that's just how
talking
it's
about
have
like
to
the
be.
Depths of good and evil right now. Like, and
is it? But I don't know if it's it's the yin and yang.
It's not. Yeah. I'm not saying it's like a bad thing. Like, but like humans have a capability of being really, really good and really, really bad, right?
Right.
And like, you see this through history with the fucking World War II or whatever.
Right.
Pick up.
What was bad about World War II?
I'm just saying you.
I'm kidding.
It's your dad. Is like a nice, good human, but like. In a circumstance, you could become a terrible human.
But even a terrible human as much as
you could
a,
become like a Nazi foot soldier, like if the situation dictated it. You never could, but like every guy
I think
in Germany
I definitely could, but
just you, by the way. You represents us.
I'm just saying you've got some deep-seated anti-Semitic behavior.
I mean, just because you're wearing
I agree with you. But it's not that I don't think I would do or become evil as much as if I felt like the tides of the times were too weighted in a direction that restricted a whole subsect of other people, I would end up joining that subsect of other people to keep the balance. The resistance, yeah. I mean, but
you have two choices. Like, you're either with it or with the resistance.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be like you're either with ISIS or with the goods, right? It'd be like
it could be like that.
Well,
like
I don't think
ISIS got to a size where they were maybe lopsided bigger,
right?
This is never gonna happen.
Yeah, but I think it's a
you had to choose between like you being killed and like joining,
right?
You know, do you join the resistance?
Yeah, so let's look at this Russian
situation. That's what people in that part of the world are up against.
That's literally what they're doing.
That's their choice.
I mean, the Russian situation is interesting because we hear everything about like, oh, they hacked into our election, etc., and be like, bro, we've been doing that to them for the last 30 years, right?
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's the reason the Soviet Union fell apart, is because we took insane side with one of the politicians and fucking coerced him into doing that, right?
We got Putin elected, is what you're saying?
No, yeah.
No!
Yeah. But it's one of those things where you know, there's the narrative would suggest there's a clear good and evil, bad and correct and wrong. But that's not... It's not that so simple. You know what I mean? And I think if you are such a singular thinker that you think there's one way to be something, I think it's really important that people have a broader understanding of the way the world works.
No, I don't think it's a switch.
So I like antithesis.
I don't think it's a switch or anything like a good and evil switch. I think situations can, like, as a human, you're on a spectrum.
Right.
Like, you can slide in directions and based on like the situations you're in. Like, we're so cush right now, like in America. Like, we have nothing to fear, but in other places in the world.
Right. I have limited, I get frustrated when people, you hear about somebody who was like a Nazi youth and you're just like, oh, you were Nazi youth? Well, fuck you. It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, that was the Boy Scouts of America. Dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's one of those things where it's a contextual thing.
Like Dennis from Always Sunny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not his fault.
Yeah. I mean, if you were like, oh, I was Goebbels' right-hand man in the concentration camps, be like, what the fuck is wrong with you, right? But if you're like, I was in the Nazi party because I was 15 when the war broke out.
Yeah.
And I was German. I don't know what to tell you, right?
Exactly.
And then those people, I think there are a lot of people in our world who go, that guy is a bad guy. And you go, no, he's not. He was the same thing with being born in the middle of Syria.
Humans
ISIS rolls into Raqqa and goes, hey, listen, we know your whole family just got bombed by the Assad regime. Listen, the way we see it, you have two options. You can either get killed by the Assad regime, or you can join ISIS, and we're going to fight for your fucking
humans
rights.
Humans are adaptable, right? And they're survivors, right?
They're like, survivors. They're
get by. And sometimes that means some really fucked up shit.
But the fucked up shit, I think sometimes you don't realize. This is actually an interesting segue. This is actually a perfect encapsulation of everything we're talking about. There's a group of people. I saw it on Reddit. I think it was last night, actually, where they... Because the elephant tusk market has gotten increasingly illegal. Were you looking at my screen?
Yeah.
I looked over at Dog Boobs and she was just like this big grin on her face. but because elephant tusks are becoming increasingly illegal, that black market is kind of drying up. But China and India or whatever strange places in East Asia still think that elephant tusks are medicinal.
Give them big dicks.
It does work, actually.
What
are you laughing
about? What are you talking about?
So there are people now that every summer, I think, there are huge camps of essentially poor rural Russians.
With huge wangs.
With huge dicks. They go into like the deep, deep, deep Siberia all summer.
It's called the taiga.
And hunt for woolly mammoth tusks.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a huge thing. And
Fortitude is a show on Amazon that's really good.
It's about that.
And that's the first season storyline.
Oh, that's amazing.
Because they discover this old like woolly mammoth and it kicks off like the rest of the story.
That's incredible.
It's been frozen, you know. Yeah. Like,
so
it's worth a bazillion dollars.
Yeah, they make like $100,000 each time. But usually for these people, their families make like $500 a month or something like that.
Yeah,
they sell
on the black market to the Chinese with... I mean, the Chinese must have, if I'm just reverse engineering, like if they want big dicks,
right?
Does that mean
they've got small ones?
I didn't say it. I'm just anyway.
Hard to compete with us Americans.
Oh my god!
In our big dicks.
Am I right?
We inject Pepsi cans into our dick skin.
That's true. Yeah. I've seen it to myself.
Ugh.
Coke
but
dick.
So it's fascinating because there was a quote in one of the guys that was hunting for these mammoth tusks was like, yeah, we know it's really bad for the environment, but like we don't have jobs. Like what other options do we have, right? And I think that's a little bit of the same mentality with like West Virginia, where I'm from.
That's
and shit.
Why those
like,
guys kill the gorillas. And
it's
shit.
The same
it's like
shit. It's like
$5.
Listen, we don't have jobs. This is a job and an opportunity. What do you want us to do?
Yeah.
Like either create a better option for us or get the fuck out of my way.
Yeah.
Because I gotta pay for my family.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's their reality and
yeah. And you know, at that point,
it's about surviving. Like they don't, it's the same. You totally. You wouldn't just lay down and die. Like
totally.
You would go eat the thing you're not supposed to eat or.
Yeah. I mean, and ethics are
that's
tricky.
That's why
I mean,
in countries that are poor, there's so much garbage. Like, do you think they care about recycling cans?
Right.
They're like, no, hell just throw them in the ground.
I mean, it's also like if you're looking for a, like you're trying to feed your family and it's like, I hear that gorilla meat, it goes for hundreds of thousands of dollars right now. And I live in a forest surrounded by gorillas. And then over, you know, 5,000 miles away, America goes, gorillas are endangered. Don't do that. You go, oh, so you think that they're more endangered than me? Because I am also endangered right now because I can't feed myself, right?
Yeah, but yeah. As an individual, you are, but as a group.
Oh, yeah. As people, yeah. But like I don't, we're too self-enlightened in a physical way. I think a lot of people lack the self-consciousness, obviously, but nobody is gonna go, oh, I guess you're right. I'll look somewhere else.
This,
you know what I mean?
This like, is this little meme I found on our pod, which is called Late Stage Capitalism.
Right.
Just to bring it back.
Yeah.
It's good. It says it's just the shitty little stick figure drawing. Right. The worst drawing I've ever seen. Which makes it even the best. And it says if you hate, and it's spelled wrong, capitalist. And its grammar's all fucked up and it's spelled wrong. Right. If you hate capitalists, why you live inside capitalist and own iPhone? And then it says, if you really anti-capitalist, move to woods and not own phone. And then in the bottom it says, haha, checkmate, commies. Which is kind of true.
Totally
like,
got
you. For everyone who's like bitching about capitalism, like all you do is enjoy capitalism. I'm sorry. Totally. Like there is another way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to, but nobody, everyone's like, no, I want my Facebook feeds. So which is it, you know, like if you're going to like Bible thump about
it's hard.
iPhones are fucking pulled out of like the stuff that makes an iPhone is blood diamond, like war torn shit. Like everybody who owns a phone is contributing to like some genocide somewhere. And nobody wants to talk about that.
Totally.
Because we're all fucking addicted. We'd rather be addicted to Instagram than talk about that shit. Totally. And there's probably 100 examples like that of stuff we use in our daily lives where we just play dumb because it's convenient for us.
Totally.
So it's like, I don't know, which is it? Like we all fucking enjoy it. So I'm not really going to, I think capitalism is good. I think it's just keeping it in check.
I think it's,
and that's the best you can do is fight back.
I think you need to be aware of the mutations it takes. I think it's,
you
I
have
think
to,
that's it.
You have
right?
to keep it in check. It's totally. It's an organism and you got to just keep it in check.
And I think that's the thing that we I think as a culture and in America particularly struggle with is we kind of look at it and we go, this is how it's meant to be. This is how it's always been. This is how it's going to go. Right. And you go, well, hold on. Like
that.
It's
there's
like
nothing,
the tent example.
There's nothing
that I mentioned
one
earlier.
Way. Right?
Yeah. Where it's like, if we don't have houses anymore, then there's going to be somebody who
Airbnb. Oh,
Airbnb.
Hey.
It's going to be Airbnb. Yeah. It's going to be some fucking dope ass tent where all of a sudden you're like, this is the way people live now. And there are going to be people that go, isn't it a shame that people live in tents now? And you go, no, somebody's making a lot of money as a capitalist on this crazy empire they just developed.
Do you know WeWork? It's called WeWork. It's like
of course.
Co-working space. They are launching a thing that's like called, I think it's called WeLive.
Right.
And it's essentially like it's like the same mentality. It's like, it's a building and you get like a tiny little room where you sleep, but everything else is like a shared space. Right. And so it's, you know, like, I feel like they have these things in Japan, like these
pods. Totally.
And so yeah, the way we live is sort of changing, right? Because like you don't need a house and all the space really, because your body can only really occupy the space it's in. So it's like, maybe we should just be communal about what we're, you know, it's like a more tribal nonsense. So things will just adapt.
And that's
it's
just
not
a new mentality.
But it's not going
to
be free. Because free, doesn't generate change.
Well, free doesn't generate change, but it's also like the fuel that runs our economy literally, but also our society is money, for better or for worse, right? Mm-hmm. Invaluable things. And
it's
it
not love or hugs, like as much
I mean,
Subaru wants you to.
And
make
I do not enjoy the current state of capitalism, but I understand where we are, and I think that
great. You can get a TV at Costco for like $299. Yeah. There's some cool parts to it.
There's some good deals.
Yeah, there's some great deals on Amazon. Are you kidding me?
Great deals in capitalism right now.
Bye.
I mean, I saw something the other day. This is another really interesting example of there's an Antifa. You know, Antifa, the anti-fascist groups
yeah
like the far 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 deep left version of like the MAGA shitty right people, but they're,
at what point
they're
do they just
they're equally as bad? It's like not they're not
is that
like
the college campus kids that are like, you microaggressed raped me, and it's like, what? I just like
kind
said,
of a little
like
bit those, yeah a little like, a little bit of that.
They're almost psychotic, right?
Oh yeah, totally. It's just, I mean, it's the same
like you can't
mentality.
Talk, you can't have a conversation,
it's the same it's streams like, but it was like there was a there was an anti-capitalist anti-capitalism anti-fa thing, and they were there was like a lemonade stand that they were using to help fund it. And I was just like, that is capitalism. Like, I don't understand what? Like, well, what? I don't understand. Yeah.
How many times do we have to show that communism doesn't work or socialism?
But I mean, just think that people...
Why go keep going back to a system that
I mean,
doesn't work?
Communism...
I don't get... Like, why can't people fucking wrap their head around, like, it won't fucking ever work?
But I don't think that that's... I think the... I don't... The problem is that we're we pretty much are going, which are you? Are you a capitalist or are you communist? Pick one, right? When it's like, okay, hold on. Like, socialized medicine, probably a good idea, right?
Yeah.
Socialized.
It's using your capitalist wealth to, like, provide for the good
like,
of the people.
Which is, like, exactly the opposite of human nature.
Totally. And, like, or socialized housing, like, whatever. Like, all these examples where we see unfettered capitalism has gone awry, and then people go, well, if I adopt this behavior, then I'm suddenly a communist or a socialist, and I'm never going to be one of those, right?
That's why I don't donate to the homeless.
There you go. Perfect.
I don't want to be a socialist.
Exactly, but it is one of those things where people just go, "What? I don't understand." It's very odd. It's a very strange
thing.
Yeah,
it's like they
thing.
Don't live on like a linear scale.
Right.
It's not, you know, a line of like, oh, I'm getting more socialist. I just looked up, out of curiosity, like, what's wrong with a purely capitalist society? And most people are like, nothing's wrong with it. But this guy's answer is really interesting. He's like, the answer's right there in the name. It's capitalism, not free marketism or competitionism. It's all about capital. Labor gets the short shrift. So does the environment and the social fabric and everything else. Those who have the capital make the rules.
Right.
So it's not, this isn't like the free market where we're all equal, and if we all try hard enough, like, we can get our chunk of the pie. It's like, it's consider how much capital is like trivially traceable to feudal lords, he's saying, who took and held it by force or by exterminating natives or by getting special license to carve it out of forests and mountains and oceans where there and that were once common property have now been passed around among the privileged ever since. So, like, why are unions more strictly regulated than employers? Because the employers represent capital while the unions represent labor. And while both have an equal right to exist in a free market, only one can buy the laws they want.
See, that's a that's a really fascinating iteration.
Which one, the unions? The unions buy the laws too, right?
No.
No, it's not. Yeah, not anymore.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, like, why do we bail out the
teachers'
banks?
Unions and
teachers' unions, yeah.
And, like, fire unions and police unions and
that's
fucking
true.
Every
that's
fucking
true.
Union who you hear about during I mean, they're
that's
giving
true.
Money to politicians to buy laws.
Yeah, I mean, but that's
I mean, I think everyone's buying. If you can, you're going to buy a law, right? Like,
this is interesting, though. It's like, why do the bailouts go to the banks and not the homeowners? Why are liability and intellectual property laws
because
so obviously constructed
for politicians to get elected?
Right. Yeah,
that's the biggest
exactly
at all, right?
Oh,
it's like,
exactly. That's
I don't know.
I mean, again,
that's another
capitalism.
That's
capitalism.
Like
that's so fascinating. Yeah, it's
that's like blood iPhone money. It's like the same thing. Everyone's like, how do you not? How
I would,
is this a thing? I just don't understand.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Like, how can I give someone $100 million and then not say they're not going to just hook me up? Like,
totally.
Yeah, it's just
so it's baked into our system.
It is.
And like the system should change, but
like there's a really good post on this subreddit. It's a picture of like a crumbling cookie, but it's like a banker, a worker, and an immigrant are sitting at a table with 20 cookies. The banker takes 19 cookies and warns the worker, "Watch out, the immigrant's going to take your cookie away."
Yeah, I mean,
like that's
so maybe we start
so
locally.
Real.
Maybe we start like within California. I think you have to think about it locally. You can't like
no. That's
you can't change the federal government.
No.
You have to go state by state. Like marijuana is a good example. Like after essentially like TIP and then federal board. So but like if in California they did like a thing that was like this is how much money you can use to run on and it's and like you get elected based on like policies not advertising whatever you set up it like a system that's like clean and then it works, maybe the system gets better and then they go look, California's doing it and then Oregon does it, then Washington does it,
totally.
Then like the West Coast does it. Then the federal like doesn't have a choice but to do
it. But it would just take such massive cooperation.
Yeah, it's like mobilizing.
But we're seeing little bits of that. I mean, we see it in transportation too. I think that we're seeing it with clean fuel. I think that you start seeing. I mean, that is the benefit of capitalism. I think is when somebody goes, oh, they're making all this money on solar power. Well, I want money.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do solar power, right? And that's how you enact really interesting changes. You kind of, I think, you invent systems and products and things that can make money, but in the process are also making things better.
Yeah. Right?
And I think that's, and you know, we've seen, I think we're just at this weird rut right now with modern capitalism where a lot of, I think going, you know, there, a couple generations ago, last generation and the generation before, made a lot of money in things that were only designed to make money and not designed to be advantageous to society.
Socially, right? Yeah.
So the coal industry is a good example of that, where like
it was advantageous to people that needed energy.
Well, but
and I think we still use a shit ton of coal, right?
But you needed energy, but I don't think it's like yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. I mean, but I think that now we're.
I don't think those things are malicious. I think like, oh, like what, I can make a dollar from a fish. I'm gonna catch a million fish.
What's malicious is in an inability to adapt. I think that's the problem. I think that
once you have the information,
right?
And you
choose, that's like that's the thing where you go.
It's dumb.
Like the fish thing is interesting. Which is like, well, getting one fish is good, so I'm gonna get 100 fish, and then you go, there's only 7 fish left. And then you go, well, I guess we're going to be out of fish now, right?
We're getting into shrimping.
Yeah, but that's what people should do. And I think that a lot of times we are in a place where that doesn't happen. I think people go, well, we run out of something, or we realize that something is just not working anymore, or something just isn't good. And people are too stubborn or too uneducated or too uninterested in adjusting to the way that things are changing. So
yeah, but that's the market that dictates like change, I guess.
But where it gets slimy
is like when politics disrupts the market. So like,
exactly, that's instance, the coal like, industry thing is
Zoom
really frustrating.
Or LaserDisc,
right,
or any other
right.
like failed product that didn't catch on is because like it wasn't good for the market
right.
like dictated
right.
the success or failure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then you had like the electric car in the 90s, and like the politics killed that, and now it's back because it means it's a viable piece of market.
Right.
Because people are like, I actually want this. So politics killed it. And then it came, so that's kind of fucked up. Like the market wasn't free.
Right.
It was strangled by a politician.
Yeah. And I think we're seeing that now. I think it's going to change very quickly.
But
we're seeing that now with energy. I think energy is the main thing.
The cost per capita of fossil fuels is still really cheap. Like you bitch about $4 a gallon, but the solar energy version would be like $50 a gallon.
Right.
Like whatever like the equivalent is. It's in like, are you willing to pay for that?
Right.
And nobody is. So that's why gas and fossil like still is the best way to get around. And so that's why it's still such a booming business.
But like, I think it's slightly a supply demand issue. Like I think that we're starting to see a lot more demand, and we're not quite caught up to the supply needed, right? Like there's a little bit like with
car charging and all that shit.
Yeah, all that kind of shit. We're still kind of low in supply.
Yeah, and the technology's not quite
good. But what's happening though is we're seeing that the industry itself is valued way high. So
so
it has potential.
Up.
Yeah, it has all this potential for like marijuana is another really good example. Like Philip Morris is fucking really into the marijuana thing because they go, there's an opportunity here for us to make money.
Of course,
right?
Target weed, Walmart weed. Yeah,
exactly. So now I think we're starting to see that with energy, where
of course,
lot of those big car companies are like electric, right? But the frustrating reality. I think this is why the climate change conversation is so frustrating, is because it's become a byproduct of exactly what we're talking about, where people go, there's a whole industry predicated on clean energy, clean whatever, that's growing at this astronomical rate right now, right? But the propagandizing of the kind of old way to do energy is making it really difficult for people to adapt at the rate that they should to embrace these things. The only way it's going to change is when the ExxonMobils of the world
go. Yeah, they're already starting.
Yeah, they're already starting, but as soon as ExxonMobil has enough share, enough of the fucking pie with clean energy, they're going to be like, global warming is becoming a problem.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And then people are going to be like, yeah, it is. It is becoming a problem. Right. Yeah. But it just
they're
requires
the most powerful
voice.
Country in the world.
They, oh my God. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Right at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, it's so that description, we should gold that guy. Whoever was the one who said that's the description of capitalism.
Yeah. It wasn't on Reddit though. It was on Quora.
Let's encourage him to start a Reddit account.
I'll reach out to him.
Or maybe, you know what you should do? You should screen cap that and post it on this thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
that's
up your
perfect.
Up your comment karma and then I'll gold you.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. I'm gonna steal that guy's stuff.
Yeah, steal it.
It's mine.
We are talking about capitalism, after all.
As I'm the one who posts, it's technically mine.
Okay. Why do we live in California? Why don't we like move to Oregon and buy a sick house?
Dude,
our island.
I don't even think it's going to be Oregon. I think it's going to be Mexico. I think people are literally going to start moving to second world countries.
Yeah.
And building them as their own.
I think
we're going to see this crazy rise in Mexico.
What do you do with all those Mexicans?
Oh, they can. They're a place. We're gonna
no,
become.
What do you
Mexican.
Do with the indigenous people who like need jobs and you're rich?
I mean, what did we do?
Now you're the
1%. What did we do the last time that we moved into a country and
full
there were indigenous people?
Full of dark skinned people who spoke a funny language.
Yeah.
No.
We treated them really nice and we gave them casinos. They want to like enjoy the roulettes.
Enjoy the roulettes.
No.
You guys know how craps works.
Oh wait, we
here's
them
some alcoholism.
Smallpox and alcohol.
I know.
And we're still doing it now.
Yeah. But I think we're gonna go to people are gonna start migrating places like Mexico to like the old like Serbia and kind of old Eastern Europe type places. I think even Russia to a degree.
I'm thinking of moving back to my home country. Italia.
I mean, Greece, I think, could be on for another boom.
I
think there are a lot of places that are kind of prime for it. But I think Mexico is the number one. I think Mexico is going to end up becoming
a very popular
country.
There's a scene where Americans, it's great, there's like a news reporter on the border, and he's like, Americans are actually trying to get into Mexico. Because North America is freezing.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they're going south.
Yeah, but that's kind of my grand expectation.
That'd be lovely.
I think it's really gonna happen.
Aren't fucking anyone else over.
Oh, we are. We will be.
Don't you worry about that.
I call bullshit on that. Like, I don't think anybody's gonna leave the warm bosom of American safety and security. Like,
but
you
that's
have
not
your
gonna
money
be safe.
I think the safe and security thing is gonna change. That's what I'm saying. I think that's for a little while. But I don't mean physical safety and security. I mean it's literally gonna become issues like people are struggling to live where they want to live. And they're starting to realize that the systems that are built and the systems that are in America are just not working anymore.
They're rigged against them.
But they're rigged against them.
They're not better anywhere else.
But I think they will be. I think if you have freedom and you have the freedom to be versatile, I mean, that's why people are always like, I want to move to fucking Canada.
What systems
right?
are rigged? I'm confused by that. That sounds like so broad and like ominous to me. Like, I think things are expensive in California, but I don't think it's like that everywhere else.
Well, here's something I think is interesting.
It's tough here to get by as a young person because of the price, because you have so much wealth, but I don't think it's like that in every state.
I don't think it's that people are going to feel fatalist and they're going to be like, fuck this is whatever. But I think it's going to be, you're going to see a little bit of that, it's what you see on a macrocosmic level with like New York and LA, right? Where there are a lot of people who like come here, they work really hard, they do everything, and eventually they go, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here anymore,
yeah.
right?
Well, and
the
honestly,
and
then, the majority of Americans are feeling the gap between the very, very rich and the
right.
very, very poor. It's like we're lucky
because
where we live and we happen to make enough
we're
money,
so
we can live in
right.
our city.
Right.
Like, we don't feel that the way some people feel it. And like, I just found this quote from John Ehrlichman, who was a counsel and assistant to President Nixon.
Right.
And like, this is just a perfect example how things have been rigged in this country from the beginning. So he says the Nixon campaign in 1968 and the Nixon White House after that had two enemies, the anti-war left and black people. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we knew we couldn't make it illegal to be against the war or illegal to be black, but by getting the public to associate hippies with marijuana and blacks with heroin and then criminalizing both heavily, we could disrupt those communities.
That is some evil, evil shit.
This guy's the freaking counsel to the president. They planned this. Like,
that's insane.
We could arrest their leaders, raid their homes, break up their meetings, and vilify them night after night on the evening news. Did we know we were lying about the drugs? Of course we did.
Oh my god.
So it's like,
that is the most evil shit I've ever heard.
Now you look at like Sessions, and I mean, he tried to, you know, get black people from voting. I mean, he tried to enact laws to limit black people's access to
voting.
Why are
we voting for these dumb skulls?
Right?
I know, man.
I don't vote for these fucking idiots.
No. So that's what's scary, is because we don't have our votes don't count the same as anyone, as other people. And honestly, money is what gets people elected.
Yeah. Yeah. But we keep voting them in too.
Yeah.
We don't have to do that.
No, we don't.
Like, people fall for this political baloney every single time. Like, a politician gives a shit about you. Like,
yeah. It confuses me though, because it's like money, the presence of money in our like electoral system is just, it doesn't allow people to freely vote for their own interests.
It's dirty.
Yeah, man.
It's dirty.
I mean, I also think that people just crave freedom. And I think that there's, you know, if I was a foreign business person, diplomat, whatever, I would encourage foreigners. I mean, fuck, it's so tricky.
You know,
it's so
like
tricky,
a chill
dude.
Place? We should go to like Scotland or Wales.
Scotland
like
rules. Scotland,
Norway.
Fucking
rules. It's like nobody fucking is talking about those countries. They're kind of under the radar.
Right. I want to go to Norway.
Let's go to Jordan.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan seems chill, actually. Syria seems
I can't
chill.
Wait. Let's go into Jordan and be like, my favorite basketball player is from here, dude.
Yeah. And they'll be like, oh, welcome.
Where's all the cool stuff?
Jordan's, I have a lot of friends from Jordan.
Freed, I just got a Facebook notification telling me it was your birthday today.
Ah, sick, dude. Write me like a generic thing, post like, hey bro, haven't seen you in 16 years, like happy birth. Thanks, man.
I usually like my Facebook messages birthdays are usually just HB or
HBD.
Just
HBD.
Yeah.
Have a big dick. What?
Hey, have a big dick day.
What are your politics on responding to happy birthday posts on Facebook? Like, do you like everybody's?
A simple like. Sometimes
I like to like 90% of them and leave a few people out.
Just leave them wanting some more. Yeah. Leave them feeling off balance.
Why do you like people north and south of me, but not me?
Yeah, like, yeah. Shit, I got to be a better friend. It's just trying to manipulate some people into just going above and beyond for you.
That's what capitalist is. It's just getting people to do stuff for you.
Getting people to do stuff for you. All right, so we're getting Rogan time.
Yes.
This is a first pod back in a while, so I actually don't mind.
This is a crunchy pod, man.
This is a really crunchy. Really
we're
crunchy
talking
pod.
About capitalism. We're talking about millennials, like a lot of hot tops.
A lot of hot talks. So we'll end on a couple more posts, since we kind of barely even got into the deep seeds of this specific sub.
All right.
By the way, this one has 140,000 consumers on here right now,
consumers.
And almost 1,000 on here right now. So that's like, this is a really hot pod, a really hot sub.
Have you heard the Mark Zuckerberg run for president thing going around on the internet?
I've been saying Mark Zuckerberg for president literally for the last 2 years.
I've seen it like a little bit on the internet, definitely
but
not
this
a big
is,
thing. But like, he could totally win the next.
This is,
election,
I mean,
right?
Dude, this is legit why the Trump thing. Trump is a fucking clown and like should never have been in office. But this is the whole reason why it could actually be good, is because now, before Trump, people would be like, Mark Zuckerberg, he's just a business guy. He made a fucking internet thing.
Yeah.
What does he know about politics, right? But now we're at a place where we go, that's your fucking argument? You fucking serious, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's pretty good. He can code.
Yeah. I mean, now it's legitimately like, that guy, like... Would we rather have him than the current fucking president? Fuck yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, if we're going to like take a left field
exactly.
Wacko, let's
so
take
now,
one that we actually kind of like.
Or
exactly.
Like, Zuckerberg's the man. I am so pro Zuckerberg president. I'm fucking into
that shit.
Should
we just start like a... I mean, you could almost like pre-elect him without him winning.
Oh, yeah.
You ever just start saying that?
Yeah. I mean,
everyone's
choice.
Just like, yeah, chill, dude. Yeah. Sweet. Either him or like... Rob Lowe. I mean, those are my two.
Rob Lowe would be great. Well,
you know who else has been floating the idea?
Fred Durst.
Has he really?
I don't know.
Well, but you're not far off. The fucking Rock, dude. Dwayne The Rock.
Yeah.
I don't know why we vote for him, dude.
He
can handle a microphone better than anybody in America. I mean.
Yeah, he can handle a microphone better than anybody in America. And lest us forget, where the path to Idiocracy is hilarious, right?
It is.
President Camacho.
President Camacho. Because Trump just opened the door to so much fucking crazy shit. Right?
I know.
And it's so absurd. But okay, anyway, so let's...
Camacho's full name is Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho.
All right, so let's end on a couple good posts that we found. So I'm going to end on this. Oh, God, all of these are such like... It's not even cringe. I just close my eyes and go, what the fuck is this world we live in?
I know.
Oh, it's like beyond satire. So this is Paul Ryan, and this is on the Manchester tragedy that happened recently. To deliberately target innocent children is cowardice in its most heinous form. Hashtag Manchester. And then somebody responded with, good thing you added the hashtag. Otherwise, I'd think you were referring to your budget. And you can't... senator, he can't just say... something he has to fucking exploit it as an opportunity to rise in the ranks of the fucking social media network.
Yeah, baseball congressman shooting yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Can't keep track anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
Republicans just jumped on that.
Everybody,
to be
the
like,
Democrats would too. Everyone would jump.
No,
on that.
They. I don't think they would, because remember what happened to that. What was her last name? Gifford.
Kathy Gifford. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's a whore. That became...
Everyone is a whore,
that became...
Was
a,
Kathy Gifford? No, it wasn't her name. I think that's a host of NBC show.
Yeah.
She was married to an astronaut.
It was...
Gifford was her last
something
name.
Gifford.
Gabby Gifford?
Gabby Gifford. That's what
yeah.
But no, I think the Democrats tried to pass gun legislation after that.
I mean, yeah. I mean everybody's going to exploit. The thing... It's just...
All right.
Paul Ryan just like fucking... like he's hashtag so Manchester. He's... The guy is a...
He's a slime bag.
Oh, I get so angry.
Everyone's a whore. Legalized prostitution in the White House, dude.
Oh,
I'm into that. Trump already talks about how good the Russian
hookers
prostitutes are.
Yeah.
They're some of the best.
Bring them in.
They're PETs. All right.
What's your favorite one?
I got a good one.
You guys?
It's a tweet from a man named Arthur Chu. And he's probably somewhat famous in some circles because he's got that little blue check mark next to his name.
Right.
So he quotes, capitalism made your iPhone. And he responds, no, labor made your iPhone. Labor makes things under any ism. The isms just determine who get paid.
That is a good fucking... Oh, man.
Boosh!
Oh,
there
God.
You go.
This is just... Late stage capitalism has become my favorite.
Yeah,
so
legit.
What point do the people... need to take some responsibility for not adhering? Like, I don't know, like if someone's like, hey, make these iPhones and I'll give you like $2 a day, and you're like,
I shan't.
I mean, but this is
I know it's hard,
this is
they
the
need
difficult
it.
Thing is like,
but
I'm
starving.
I don't
you have a
think,
family.
I don't mm-hmm. think anybody, I'm not against the creation of these things as long as you're aware of it. So I've started doing two things recently that are starting to change the way I do
branding,
these things, right?
PR, are public things.
So two things that I like doing now that it's just kind of a matter of social, it's a matter of self-awareness and consciousness, right?
Word.
And I think that's the thing that people need to focus on, right? So one, every time I eat meat now, I just try to take a moment and think about the animal, that literal, like the single animal it came from, and just take a moment and just appreciate the fact that it was a living thing, right?
Yeah.
And because I think that's really important. I think it's really easy to be like,
yeah, it's not,
hamburger, go, right? And I'm just kind of like, all right, I don't need to be a vegetarian. I don't need to go to the extremes. And I think it's the same thing here. It's like,
that's good,
I don't want to do that, but I want to sit for a moment and be like, a real cow was killed so that I could have the energy to continue doing this shit that I'm doing.
His heart stopped.
Yeah,
his brain.
Let me just think about that for a moment and appreciate that so that it doesn't, so it's not lost on me.
Yeah.
Right?
That's nice. That's good.
I think it's really important, right?
It's good, yeah.
I respect the hell out of that.
Be a little bit aware.
It's awareness. Because I think it's the vegetarianism thing, I think is great if it's for you, but I think it's more important that you just are aware of the ramifications of your action, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily a bad thing. I mean, that it really is like a cycle, right? It's
yeah.
a little bit, it's the same thing of just like when somebody you care about dies, you just go, I just want to be aware of the effect that person had on my life
mm-hmm.
and remember that without going to the extreme and being like, life will never be the same. I'm sad forever now. You'd be like,
grateful.
You can just be grateful and aware of that. And the second thing I do is anytime I go to the restaurant now, I never leave without the extra food that I had. If I'm like, I don't eat everything, I just take it
mm-hmm.
and give it to a homeless person, man. And it's just kind of become a behavioral thing that I'm like, just those two little things are, they're good, simple things that you can do that at least practices a little self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about being like, man, fuck Apple. There are kids that build this. It's being like, appreciate the fact that you have a phone that was built by people who did that so that they could survive.
Yeah.
And then you're doing these things.
Slaves.
So that other people can slaves.
Oh, you're supporting
slavery.
Other
people can slave. You're supporting, maybe you're, I mean, yes, maybe that is the case, but also.
That is absolutely the case.
But it's, but I mean, do you think it's.
Don't justify it, man. Just say,
well,
just
I mean,
say you support it because so you love fucking
you're
texting.
Supporting slaves, you're supporting slaves. But
yeah,
it's
true.
Like, but if that's the case, I mean, that is the case.
And the clothes
but I don't,
we wear.
But do you
shit.
Think the answer is being like, fuck iPhones. I'm protesting iPhones. Because I
maybe it's yeah it's being a smarter shopper like don't
it's being a smarter shopper and it's also being a at least being aware of that so that you can go all right as I'm continuing to do other things a I just want to be personally thankful for this
yep
so at least there's a little bit of consciousness there but also as you're shopping for other things be like you know what I do realize that maybe that's not a great thing. So I'm going to broaden my options and maybe find another
I'm going to get the thing. Google phone, which is made down the street at the other slave factory.
Right, exactly. But that's, you know, that I think that's the, I just think that we think so much in extremes and sometimes maybe it's necessary. I mean, I don't want to be an apologist for like, you know, like I know there's a Holocaust camp, but like, I, you know, I'm thankful that they made my phone, right? Like it's not, I don't mean it to be like that extreme, but mm-hmm. I just think it's important at the very least
to be aware that's the first step
that yeah awareness and it I think the vegetarian thing is a really good example because I think far too often people are just like hot dog give me 20 of them right
yeah.
I'm just like yeah I'm really fucking hungry and I want to take a moment to appreciate the fact that something literally died so that I could have the energy exchange and continue living my life.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
iPhone would cost $2,000 if it was made in America.
Right.
You in, you out. I'm in. I paid $2,000 for a computer.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't be able to get it instantly. Yeah, I'd take good care
yeah,
of it.
I think that's, yeah, I'd probably do that.
And it should last a little bit longer, too. It should last 4 years, not 1 year.
Yeah.
True dad.
It's a funny thing. Capitalism's a funny thing. Let's change it to free marketalism.
Yeah.
And that's a new name. Freeze, what was your favorite post here?
Things used to cost more, and we used to buy less shit.
Right.
Now things are cheap, and everyone's got tons of shit, and there's no value. So, like, I kind of miss, like, I got so much shit now, and I'm like, oh, whatever. It's, like, pretty cheap.
Right.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah. Anyway. Freeze, do you have a good post here that you want to highlight really fast before we leave?
I hit a random button, and I went to Korean Variety.
Even better.
That's where I ended up.
That's what we're doing next week. All right, cool. Ooh, Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, yeah. She's that big boob model from Gone Girl.
Yeah, she got her yams out again.
Yeah.
She got her yams out?
Her yams.
I bet top of all time is probably her nude. Yep, that's her nude.
See, she's got some jugs.
She's got some.
She got her own sub?
She has her
What's
own
her
sub.
Name?
Emily Ratajkowski.
Emily
Ratajkowski.
I can't spell this.
She spends a lot of time naked, apparently.
She's very body positive, and
it seems that way.
Seems cool.
Wouldn't you be?
I wish my cans looked like that. There's an interesting thing with celebrities that are openly willing to be naked, because I think it ends up, you end up going like, no, I've seen her naked before. Moving on. Now she's just a person.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Which I kind of like.
Me too, because then if there's like a leak, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, no one cares. Like Miley Cyrus, like if you see a headline on TMZ, it's like, nude photos of Miley Cyrus. You're going to be like,
boring.
Okay, moving on, right?
Time to watch V.
Been there, done that. Moving on, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of like, cool, man. That like deadens the demand for those things.
Yeah,
right?
It does.
Just being honest. With
That's
your
why
body.
All women yeah. should just post their nudes online, get it out of the
post
way.
Post your nudes. All you dudes listening right now. We
dudes
expect
too.
We expect well, dick pics to digireddit@gmail.com.
In what year
we'll post
will...
it online and we'll make it easier for you for when your sex tape comes out, people won't care.
People won't even
In
care.
In what year yeah. will 100% of the youth under 30 just be naked online? Like
I think it's going to happen soon. 2025? I've been speculating that for a while.
I feel like teenagers now, their children are just going to live nude.
I mean, is that a bad thing?
Everyone's going to be a cam girl soon.
Yeah.
Or boy.
Right.
Or
cam
boy.
Cam person.
Cam
person.
Can't
Thank
wait.
You.
Can't wait. Person. All right, cool. Let's wrap this up. We're DigiReddit. DigiReddit@gmail.com.
Facebook.
Oh, we didn't even introduce ourselves. I'm It's Your Dad, Dog Boobs, and Free Day. I'm so sorry. My Free Day, rather.
We're getting back into it.
We're getting back into it. We've lost our touch. So, all right, next week, we'll go over another one. Hopefully, I know we'll be moving, but we'll figure it out.
Figure it out.
Upvote us.
Upvote us on Stitcher and iTunes.
All right, bye.
Bye.